heard video, showed video. Of Kishida visiting Bucha, where Russian forces were accused of massacring civilians during their weeks-long occupation of the Kyiv region suburb last year. Takashuko. This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's military is reporting what appears to be a brazen attack on a Russian cruise missiles being carried by a train in the occupied Crimean Peninsula. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The claim cannot be independently verified. The vague statement by Ukraine's military intelligence agency says cruise missiles were destroyed by an explosion late Monday as the weapons were being transported by rail destined for submarine launch. The report doesn't explicitly say Ukraine was responsible or what weapon was used, but the agency implies the Kyiv government is responsible by saying the explosion destroying the missiles continues the process of Russia's demilitarization and prepares the Ukrainian peninsula of Crimea for deoccupation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida traveled Tuesday to Kyiv to meet with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky in a show of support that came as Russian President Vladimir Putin hosted Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Japanese Foreign Ministry said that during his visit, Kishida, who flew to Poland, then boarded a train for Ukraine, will show solidarity and unwavering support for Ukraine. The French news agency AFP showed video of Kishida visiting Bucha, where Russian forces were accused of massacring civilians during their weeks-long occupation of the Kyiv region suburb last year. This is VOA News. The White House has been stressing to China that an expected unofficial visit to the United States by Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen should not be used as a pretext by China to step up aggressive activity in the Taiwan Strait. VOA's Tommy McNeil tells us more.
In recent weeks, senior U.S. officials in Washington and Beijing have underscored to their Chinese counterparts that transit visits through the United States during broader international travel by Tai had been routine. Beijing sees American contact with Taiwan as encouragement to make the island's decades-old de facto independence permanent. The Biden administration is trying to avoid a replay of the heavy-handed response by China that came after then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan last year. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The results of an independent review released Tuesday indicate London's Metropolitan Police Department is institutionally racist, misogynistic, and homophobic, and unable to police itself, putting pressure on officials to reform Britain's biggest police force. The review was commissioned in 2021 by the then head of the department, Cressida Dick, after a serving officer was sentenced to life in prison for the rape and murder of a young woman, Sarah Everard, in a case that shocked the country and put a spotlight on the force's broader work culture. Member of Parliament's upper house, Louise Casey, who led the review, said that the murder case should have been a call to action.
The moment that Sarah Everard was raped, abducted, raped, and then murdered by a serving police officer, I find it extraordinary that in policing and in the Met Police, that wasn't their moment of like a plane falling out of the sky. I just think it is so dreadful, and, you know, has to be a moment that change came. Change didn't come, so now this report has to carry that and has to take responsibility for getting the change needed that we should have had at the point that that young woman lost her life.
Florida has captured more than 17,000 Burmese pythons since 2000, but tens of thousands more are likely roaming the Florida Everglades. That's a concern because the reptiles, which are not native to the area, are gobbling up the competition. Naturalists say pythons can take out Florida's native apex predators, such as alligators and crocodiles, as well as other native small animals, such as rats, mice, and rabbits that are food for other animals. They say because the huge snakes are dominant species, they win when they compete with other animals. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.